Now, until now, we discussed halachas of Kiddush Makom Suda in terms of what's considered the place, the Makom Suda. Same room, same house, and matters like that. There's another question. What's considered the Suda for Kiddush Makom Suda? What do you have to eat after the Kiddush that should be considered Kiddush Makom Suda? And the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei says, Kasav HaGa'onim, the Ga'onim write, that which ain't Kiddush El Makom Suda is Afilu Ocher Dar Ramut, even if it ate a little bit. He drank a cup of wine, Shechayev LaBrocha, enough to Mechayev LaBrocha Achreino, Yeyetz HaKiddush Makom Suda. That means that if somebody, after they made Kiddush, not only if they had a gazayis of chalab, even if they had a gazayis of possible kistin of cake or crackers or pretzel or something like that, or if they drank a revius of wine, that's enough. Their yaitz kiddush makom suda. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Prima Gadim that even if you hold a for bracha acharena on wine, less than a revius is enough to machayev a bracha acharena. A malugmav is enough for kiddush makom suda. You have to have a revius of wine. And once you had something that qualifies for suda for kiddush makom suda, you could technically go somewhere else to finish your suda somewhere else. Mishnah Berurah says, Rechila, you should not leave your place without being Brachas Mosin or Brachas Chareina. But b'dieved, if you went somewhere else, continued somewhere else, you could just continue. You don't need not a new Kiddush, and not a Brachas Mosin. You just continue somewhere else, and then at the end of eating the second location, you bench, and that covers everything. Now, it's like the Shulchan Aruch, it's only if you add bread, like we said, for the Mishnah Berurah, that possible kistin also could qualify for that, or if you drank or via some wine. But somebody just ate pears, just ate fruit, that does not qualify for Kiddush Makom Suda. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says that somebody goes to Beis Chosson, sounds like a Eifrif Kiddush or a Bismillah, and it seems that the derech was that after Kiddush, all the offer that was meaning the garden was pears, was fruit, they didn't have cake or anything like that, so then you should not eat over there. And even though the Mekadesh himself, he drank the whole kais, he drank revius of wine, that only helps the Kiddush Makom Suda for him. But everyone else, even the Yaitz Kiddush with him, they don't get Suda from him. His drinking revius does not give them Kiddush Makom Suda, only gives him Kiddush Makom Suda. Mishnah Berurah brings from a Shota Gibbarim, notes that pears, fruit are also good enough, because any Suda Shab is considered like a Kviyas, so even a Kviyas for pears is considered good enough for Kiddush Makom Suda. Mishnah Berurah brings from Magen Avraham, not Misamach on this, we go to the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, that pears, fruit are not good enough. It has to either be for the Chamesh Meyadog and the five grains, or Yain. So the Mishnah Berurah, if someone's chalash the Bukhazas, they're feeling shvach, and they don't have anything from the Chamesh Zaminim to use the Kiddush Makom Suda after the Kiddush, so Arsam Achrein Mesek Misamach on the Shota Gibbarim, at least by Kiddush in the morning, which is more kuladik, which is more lenient. But Kiddush Friday night definitely should not be Samach on the Shota Gibbarim, and therefore should have to be possible Kistin or Revius of wine. Mishnah Berurah brings from Mikvega and the Taisa Shabbos that they show that according to many Rishonim, a Kais of Yain does not work either, and therefore even the Kais of Yain one should not be Samach on unless it's a Makom Adchak, unless they're stuck. The Rama says that based on the fact that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, their revius of wine, is good enough for Kiddush Makom Suda, so therefore the Moel and the Sandik, they could drink a revius in the case of Milo by a Shabbos morning bris, and if they drink a revius, that's good enough for Kiddush Makom Suda. But like the Rama, the meaning is to give it to a teen, to give it to a child to drink, to avoid the issue of Kiddush Makom Suda. But technically, if they drink a revius, that's good enough for them to have the Kiddush with that wine and have Kiddush Makom Suda also. Shmura brings a Shaila, how much they have to drink? Do they have to drink an additional revius besides the case of Kiddush? Or if that case they drink the full revius, that's good enough. There have to be an additional revius besides the case of Kiddush, obviously more complicated by the Bismillah. If that revius is good enough, then it's good enough. And the Shaar HaTzion says, but Kiddush Friday night, one should not be mekel. B'chol one should not be mekel b'semach on yayin, like we said from the Kveg and Taisa Shabbos. But Shabbos day, one can be mekel b'semach on yayin, if there's a reason to, and even b'semach on the revius of the yayin of the Kiddush itself, for Kiddush on Masuda by day. However, again, there's only Chamesh Meadogan or Yain. Pears not Samachon, unless someone's feeling Shvach, Samachon Mikol Shabbos Day. The same thing, someone makes Kiddush on Schnapps or any other Chamar Medino, even that works for Kiddush, does not help for Kiddush Makom Suda the way Yain does, and they have to have something additional for Kiddush Makom Suda, like Chamesh Meadogan, like cake or something like that. Sivav, someone makes Kiddush in his house, as neighbor here is in a different house, the neighbor could be Yitzah with him. As long as he had Dast, he might see the neighbor, and the neighbor had Dast to be Yitzah with him. Shulchan Aruch describes it as a case that a neighbor has a table set in front of him, and he listens to your Kiddush, and he's Yitzah with you. Mishnah Berurah says even the neighbor's table was not yet set for Kiddush. It was not yet set for the Suda. If he listens to your Kiddush from his house, and you have Dast, he might see him, he has Dast to be Yitzah with you, he can right away get up afterward, set his table, and prepare his table, and have the Suda right away. And he can be yaitz with you, and the fact that it's different locations is not a problem. It's called that he has Kiddush from you, and since he has a Suda right away after, it's called that he has Kiddush among the Suda, and everyone connects with each other. Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays, if you have a shul, the chazan makes Kiddush in the shul, you should not be samech on the fact that he probably had dast, he might see everyone in the shul, and you have to tell him a fair, he might see you. Always, if you want to be yaitz with him and have your Suda right away in shul, you're not yaitz. You know, if you have dast, be yaitz with him. Nowadays, the assumption is not anymore that the chazan has dast, so he might see you. In the modern day era, when people are generally not eating the Suda and shul like in the olden days.